This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We had a texter at 412-928-9370 say that he found a betting line on O'Neal Cruz homers at 25.5.
So over.
I feel pretty good about that.
Yep.
About 25.5. I mean, if you just project out, extrapolate out what he did the last couple of years, you know, 25.5 is more than attainable. Text lines brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Real quick, before we get into Ryan Clark's comments on the Steelers, the quarterback position, and Mike Tomlin, I just stumbled upon this on Twitter, Doran. Iowa State's coach, T.J. Otzelberger, I'm sure I mispronounced his name because I mispronounce everybody's name, he says he wears overly tight shirts because it keeps him accountable. He never wants to buy up in size. He never wants to buy down in size. He's always going to wear a tight-fit shirt. So that if he starts getting chunky, it keeps him accountable. I kind of dig the hell out of that.
I love that. I love that. Love that thought process of staying in shape. And if you don't want to look fat, and if you wear a tight shirt and you look fat, you look stupid.
Mm-hmm.
No one looks stupid.
You know what I do whenever I start adding a few pounds? Buy new pants and shirts. I'm not accountable.
No.
Ryan Clark said that Mike Tomlin is very excited for this season, Doran. And just so you know, all morning long, at the 48 or 50 mark of every hour, we got Pirates predictions. We'll do that a little bit more than just at the 48 and 50 mark of every hour. It is opening day, but listen to what Ryan Clark had to say about his run-in with Mike Tomlin at the owners' meetings.
I actually saw Mike T was at the owners' meetings, and the excitement that he has going into this season is unlike excitement I've ever seen from him. It feels like who he was in the offseason headed into 08. He came in, and he was like this hard-nosed coach, and he wore us down. And then he thought to himself, I can do this a different way. I can relate to these people in this building in a different way and get the most out of him. That's the excitement I see in him when he talks about Justin Fields. And yes, Russ is the starter now, and I say now in capital letters with exclamation points and some dot, dot, dots, because I believe that'll change.
Albeit for me to tell Ryan Clark that what he heard was wrong, when Ryan has a personal relationship and a good one with Mike Tomlin. I have listened to Mike Tomlin give press conferences for two decades now. I feel like I got a pretty good read on the guy, a pretty good beat on the guy. I'm not doubting that Tomlin is excited about Justin Fields. He understands the talent. They liked Justin Fields when he was coming out of the draft. If they had the opportunity, they could have taken him, right? They really liked Justin, and they liked him enough to get him again. I think Mike Tomlin is over the moon excited right now, though, Doran, because he's got a Super Bowl winning quarterback again. Like, when Mike Tomlin took over the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2007, he inherited a quarterback that had won a Super Bowl. The last couple of years, he's been holding the hand of his quarterbacks. He's had to baby Kenny Pickett. He had to put the reins on Mitch Trubisky because, my God, if you don't, he's going to lose you football games. Mike Tomlin's Steelers just signed a quarterback that has won a Super Bowl and been to another one. If he's over the moon excited about this season, I get that it could be about Fields. I bet you it's more about Russell Wilson.
Why can't it be about the whole situation at quarterback?
I mean, sure it is.
It could be about both. It could be about the now and the future. And, I mean, everybody in life, if somebody is invested in you and trusts you and wants to be around you, you do have an exuberant kind of feel to you. You do have that energy. And there's a lot of players in the league that want to play for Mike Tomlin. And I think that with Russell Wilson not taking any visits outside of the Steelers, well, he took the Giants visit, but he probably had other visits lined up, and he was like, no, I'm a Pittsburgh Steeler because I want to play with you, Mike Tomlin. Justin Fields probably said the same thing. I'm so glad to be a Pittsburgh Steeler because I always wanted to play for you, mm-hmm. Mike Tomlin. Yeah, he's going to be excited. You can see, we'll see how excited they are about, if Ryan Clark is right, Justin Fields, if they give him a contract soon. Like, if they do think he's the future, like, why not give him a contract now?
Yeah.
Why even flirt with having to pay the option? Why even having to flirt with anything else? Get him locked down now, then, if he's that excited. But I understand where you're coming from, and we're kind of aligned here, that how is Justin Fields going to beat out Russell Wilson? Like, there's no time or gap for him to do that. You're going to go with the sure hand. And just like you said, Mike Tomlin isn't interested in holding hands. Not that he would have to hold Justin Fields' hand like he did with Kenny Pickett, but he wants a sure thing, so he doesn't have to worry about the offense.
I know that Justin Fields is a more talented player than Kenny Pickett.
Uh-huh.
And I know that Russell Wilson is a far more accomplished quarterback than Mitch Trubisky. But when given the option a couple of years ago to go with the young guy or the vet, Mike Tomlin went with the vet. Mike Tomlin went with Mitch Trubisky, a guy who had helped the Chicago Bears to 2 playoff appearances in 4 seasons. I don't see any way where Mike Tomlin goes, we've got this young guy. Yeah, he's more proven than Kenny because he's played 3 years in the league. I don't see any way where Justin Fields could play well enough in OTAs, minicamp, or training camp for Mike Tomlin to say, I'm going with the young, turnover-prone guy over the Super Bowl-winning quarterback. I just don't see it. Now, halfway through the year, I could see it. If they're not winning games, if they're floundering about offensively, and they need a spark, I could see Mike Tomlin about halfway through the season turning it over to Justin Fields. Hey, this ain't working. We gave it a shot with the grizzled vet. That's when it would make sense to me. But all this talk about Justin Fields, if given the opportunity to compete, him winning the job, I'm not seeing that. Like, you can say with this analogy that I've drawn, fool me once, shame on me, right? Like, I'm not going to let that happen again. I'll go with the younger guy instead of the vet. I could also see Mike Tomlin saying, fool me once, okay, fool me twice, shame on me, as it relates to proving yourself before the season. Like, we saw Kenny Pickett last year have a dynamite preseason. He was the best quarterback in football in the preseason, and he had an unbelievable training camp. If Justin Fields does that, you think Mike Tomlin's going to go, oh, wow, let's put him in? No, he's probably going to think, well, we saw that last year. At least that's my read on it.
I mean, the only scenario is if Justin Fields grasps the offense better than Russell Wilson, which I don't even see that as a scenario. I don't even see that ever happening. But if you were – the way that you could figure that out, it wouldn't be a competition like, okay, Justin Fields is, you know, 13 for 14 in practice every single day and Russell Wilson's 5 for 10 or whatever it is. It's not going to be that. It'll be who picks the offense up faster and who runs it the smoothest. And that would be the only scenario that I could see – falling this way where Justin Fields would, jump Russell Wilson, but I don't see – Russell Wilson is a student of the game. Like, he probably already knows the offense, so I don't see that happening, but that's the only scenario I can draw mm-hmm. in my mind where that could be a possibility, and it's probably not going to be one.
I also think about this, Doran. They could have got Justin Fields before they got Russell Wilson. I don't know what the asking price was then, and maybe they were just waiting for it to fall before it was worth it to them, but – if they ever had designs on Justin Fields as the guy, then you make a trade for him as soon as possible. If they thought Justin Fields was going to be their starting quarterback this year and into the future, then that would have been number one priority this offseason.
You do that as soon as you hire Arthur Smith.
Yes.
Because you'd link them together.
And what have we heard? They weren't even in on Justin Fields until they knew that Kenny Pickett wanted to be out. Once they found out that Kenny Pickett was like, guys, I need a change of scenery, Then they talked to Chicago. They found the framework of a deal. When they found out they were going to be able to make that trade, that's when they shipped Kenny out of town. That's what Mike Tomlin told the reporters at the NFL owners' meetings. So Justin Fields wasn't even a big part of their plans until they found out that their first-round pick from 2 years ago wasn't going to be here. Like, all these talking heads on ESPN aren't getting that through their heads. Like, they did not acquire Justin Fields until they thought that they needed another quarterback to come in here. It was going to be Russell Wilson and Kenny Pickett. If they really wanted Justin Fields to be the starting quarterback day one, then it would have been Russ Wilson, Justin Fields, and Kenny Pickett, and then you figure out Kenny after that. But that's not what happened. It was the other way around.
They wanted Mason Rudolph over Justin Fields.
Yes, they did. They absolutely did.
So, that just tells me where the situation is. Like, I know it'll be a talking point. It's fascinating. Like, I get it.
It is.
It's very fascinating. I mean, you trade for a former first-round pick, you know, a high pick, and Justin Fields, who has so many intangibles. And then you sign a quarterback in Russell Wilson, who has won a Super Bowl that you're only paying $1.2 million to. It's a very fascinating situation. But at the end of the day, I mean, just sit here and think, what would you do? What would you do with this situation? It's not that complex.
We talked about it for weeks and weeks leading up to it, and you were prescient, and you said the Steelers could get both guys, and you nailed that thing. Nailed that thing. I said, going into the offseason, if the Steelers want to win 12-ish games this year, the best realistic option at quarterback was Russell Wilson. If they are looking for this year and beyond, the best possible option was Justin Fields. They've got both. I'm not going to move off the spot and think that Russell Wilson's not the best option to win at the beginning of the year, though. He absolutely is, I think. 412-928-9370. What do you think? The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I think I would open it up to a competition.
But what's that? But what is that? Like, it already is a competition.
I'm just trying to find out as much about Fields as possible and add a little pressure to him.
He's already gonna approach it like that, though.
Yeah.
You know, like every player does. I mean, whether it's a competition or not. I mean, nobody cares about me, but like, I mean, Andre Johnson was a receiver when I was a receiver in Houston, but I was competing with him. Like, I was like, I want to be just as good. So, I mean, you're already gonna be. It's already a competition. But like, a competition to be the starter. I mean, come on. Like, let's use some knowledge here. Let's use our brain. Like, Mike Tomlin, you said it perfectly to start the segment. Mike Tomlin doesn't want to hold a quarterback's hand. Justin Fields does offer a lot more than holding a quarterback's hand. But what Russell Wilson brings to the table is that you could almost turn your head and focus on other things and let him operate
absolutely
the offense with a former head coach who is your offensive coordinator, who ran an offense that was very successful at one point, and that was only a few years ago.
Yeah, man.
That's what he wants.
Yes, it is. I don't think that there's any way in hell that Mike Tomlin goes, ooh, we've got a Super Bowl winning quarterback on our roster. Let's give the job to the unproven guy from day one. If it were between him and Kenny?
No, that's a different story.
It's a way different story.
Different story.
You think he really wants to have to go through the last 2 years again with Justin Fields when there's another option? I don't. What say you? 412-928-9370. You can tweet us as well. Brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We'll hear from you coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm in a bad way over here, Dickerson.
What you got?
Got this fluorescent green highlighter. It exploded. I got highlighter juice all over me.
You look like a little kid in art class.
That's right. That's not my fault. It's a faulty highlighter. I didn't do anything to it. All I did, you know what I did with it?
Bailey Falter highlighter?
A Bailey Falter highlighter.
It was a faulty monitor, too, there a couple weeks
ago. Okay, that was... I'm a big enough man, I can admit where I'm wrong.
Are you?
Yeah. 5'9", 160. I did screw up that computer monitor a couple of weeks ago. I can admit that.
We know.
But all I've done with this highlighter is highlight, and now it's all over my hands, and the predicament is this. If I were wearing one of my West Virginia sweatshirts or whatever, who cares? I got my 2006 alternate Jack Wilson vest pinstripe jersey on, and I don't want to get green highlighter all over it.
I mean, I'm sure that's never really happened to anybody in this building but you.
Well, no one's used that particular highlighter, and now no one ever will because I've taken it upon myself to throw that son of a gun out.
I heard you. Yeah, you threw it out pretty loud. You were upset.
Yeah, I threw it against the trash can here,
Dorn.
It was
the highlighter's fault that you are highlighted.
You want to come over here and take a look at where the highlighter is because it did not make it into the trash can.
Athlete.
I had a gimme layup here, and I missed. Threw the highlighter right up against the side of this garbage can. All right, so we listened to Ryan Clark in the last segment say Mike Tomlin is positively giddy about this season, and he thinks he's positively giddy because of Justin Fields. And so many in the national media, David Carr, I'm not going to list all of them, say that Justin Fields, Dan Orlovsky, is going to beat out Russell Wilson if given the opportunity to compete for this job. I think Russell Wilson gives them the best chance to win right now. He had good statistics last year. He's a good fit for this offense. Here's another reason why I don't think Justin Fields is going to be the starter on day one, Doran. Cam Hayward, Minkah Fitzpatrick, guys of that ilk, the stars, the leaders of this defense, were campaigning to Omar Khan to bring in Russell Wilson. They don't want to be part of another project. And I am a believer in Justin Fields. I'm a believer in his talent. I think there's a chance he can still be a very good quarterback in this league. I don't think those guys are signing up for what-ifs, though. And Russell Wilson is much more right now of a sure thing. Those guys would not be happy if Justin Fields was the guy day one, I don't think.
Well, unless he proved himself. Unless he proved himself to them. I mean, that could happen. But I don't see that happen. But, I mean, if you can prove yourself that you can be a leader and you have the intangibles to win, like, that's what – I close my eyes and I'm like, I put my mind in Cam Hayward's mind. And I'm like, just give me somebody that knows how to win. Like, give me somebody that thinks the way that I think but actually has done it and can show me how to do it but on the other side of the football.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that, you know, hasn't been here since, what, Ben and, you know, those days. And the last couple of years, they've been rough. Like, we've had to carry the torch. TJ and I had to carry the torch. Minka, we've had to carry the torch. We've had to, you know, shore up the locker room. We've had to do everything, and it's usually – it takes two to tango. So give me somebody that – can put us in the best spot to win. I don't care who it is. I don't care what you look like. I don't care how big you are. I don't care, you know, anything besides can you go out there and produce wins. So I don't think it's them championing for Russell Wilson. It's really championing for a winner. And that's kind of how they look at it because the time's ticking.
I don't even think, Doran, that if Justin Fields has a fabulous preseason, that he would unseat Russell Wilson.
No.
But let's play that hypothetical out for a second. Let's say he's awesome. And, well, okay, let's do it this way, actually. Do you think there's a chance that Justin Fields is awesome and Russell Wilson sucks?
No.
Because me neither. Because that, to me, that's the only path here. Well, apart from injury, which we're not going to...
Not enough that there's only going to be a sample size. There's not going to be enough
right
on the table to see... Okay, like we need to open this up and make sure that we have the right guy. You're going to get Russell Wilson for two series the first game, two series the next game, and no series the last game. Like you're going to get like four or five series out of him.
I bet you Justin Fields looks really good in the preseason.
There's no doubt.
Because he's going to be going up against twos and threes, and he's the most athletic player on the field more times anyway.
If I were Arthur Smith, I would tell Justin Fields in the preseason, do not run. I don't want you running not one time. I want you to throw every time you have an opportunity and you drop back in the pocket, you either take a sack or you kneel down, whatever, but don't run. We know you can do that.
So you want easy for me to say. That was very Jake Gensel-ish from yesterday. That's exactly what it
is. I mean.
So you would do that so that he would grow as a pocket passer.
Yes.
That's another reason why Mike Tomlin's not going with him day one.
Right.
Is because you would need to put those kinds of parameters on Justin Fields to create the player that you want him to be. Russell Wilson's not going to play within structure a lot. He's going to get outside the pocket. He's going to do his Russ Wilson things. Fine, but if he needs to be a guy that can deliver from the pocket, you believe in his abilities more than Justin Fields, you're not going to need to tell him going into preseason, hey, stand in the pocket so we can see that you can.
It's not as much as we can see that you can do it. It's more that we already know that you can do this. And that's not going to enhance really what we're trying to do with you in the offense in preseason. Like, we know that that's what you bring to the table. We know that you can rush for 70 yards in a game. We know you can break out and run for 40 yards. Like, we don't need that from you right now. I don't know. It's kind of convoluted what I was saying. Like, I don't need to see that out of you. Like, yeah. That should not be in your repertoire until we need you as a starter in the regular season. So let's be pocket passing. Let's see if you can go through the progressions. Let's see if you can understand this offense as a passer first. And then we already know that you can be the game breaker that you are. So you could get a true evaluation, I guess, what you're saying, for Justin Fields in preseason, but that just is taking time. So whenever you have to take time, he's not ready to be the starter at that point in my mind.
They will need to coach Justin Fields in a different way that you need to coach Russell Wilson. Hey, Russ, do you know the offense? Okay, go execute it. Justin, you're working on footwork. You're working on progressions. You're working on all the little idiosyncrasies and nuances of the quarterback position. I don't see Mike Tomlin wanting to sign up for that right now.
No.
The hope should be that Russell Wilson helps you win football games from the drop here, and that Justin Fields gets behind-the-scenes coaching, works learning the offense in practice, and can get better by sitting out a year. I think that's what their designs are. Win in the now with Russ, and hopefully Justin Fields can pick stuff up from Russ, learn the offense, and be ready to hit the ground running next year, hopefully on a team-friendly deal.
Russ is a huge component to Justin Fields' development, and I think that marriage there, that's why I think that Mike Tomlin is so excited, is because he's going to have a guy in Russell Wilson that is the passing of the torch, and he will take the time to help Justin Fields because Russ knows his time's limited. He knows that he wants to win again. He wants to win one more. We heard the podcast. He's hungry. But at the same time, he's a type of guy that's going to like, this is what we got to do. This is what you got to do because I want to sit on my couch whenever I'm about to be possibly inducted into the Hall of Fame and watch you go out there and win Super Bowls. Like, he's that type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that about him. Like, you could say everything else, off the field about him and what he brings in baggage, but he is that type of player that he's like, okay, like, I want everybody to win. If we're on this field, and Justin Fields is going to be one of them. He's going to be huge in Justin Fields' development as this season goes on, and that's why he needs to be a starter, too.
I agree with that. And Russell Wilson, he'll be the teacher. He's had the experience. It's the same thing with Arthur Smith. They could have hired a hotshot young guy out of, like, the McVay tree or something like that, or the Kyle Shanahan tree, to learn. Hey, we believe this guy could be a really good offensive coordinator. He's earned it. Now is his chance. They decided to go with a proven guy who had head coaching experience and got hired as a head coach because he was such a great offensive coordinator. Like, they could have hired a guy that was a passing game coordinator somewhere. They chose not to do that. Why? Because the future is now for Cam Hayward. The future is now for TJ Watt. Like, they're not trying to screw around and find out. They're trying to they want to go into the season knowing what they got at quarterback and offensive coordinator.
The future is now for Mike Tomlin, too.
Yes.
You know, we talk about TJ Watt and, not winning a playoff game and Cam Hayward winning one playoff game. And the future is now for Mike Tomlin, too. Like, I mean, and you bring this up a lot, and it's good points. Like, this is a very crucial year for him, too. Like, he needs to win. Urgency.
Yeah,
he needs to win now.
When you get an offensive coordinator fired from out from under you and you don't yet have your contract extension, there's some writing on the wall, big guy. I don't know that they'd fire him, but he should be feeling the heat. That's a good point by you. Here's a tweet. Adam, me and my buddies have a daily bet on the over-under of how many times you say a coworker's full name. Today was 10, and you already surpassed it. The shtick was so annoying, we made it a game. Hathorn's coming up next. Coming up in the next segment, we're breaking down the Pirates. Some over-under bets for you, folks. We'll go over or under. That's how that works, Doran. Yep. Right now, let's get a full-form conversation going about the Bucks with our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Good morning, Jeff.
Look at this beautiful sun just waiting for Pirates baseball to start. It's a glorious morning. Let's hope it's a glorious year.
Jeff, I hope that I'm not getting too far ahead of myself here, but we were peaking the next Friday for opening day here in Pittsburgh. 70 degrees and sunny for the forecast there, Jeff.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's a sneaky sunburn day, that one is, Jeff. The first day of sun in Pittsburgh where everyone's out sitting there for 3 hours.
Yeah, it's like, you know, lobsters out on the beach.
That's right. All right, Jeff. Well, the Pirates are down by the beach in Miami. Bang, there's a transition. Let's start full here. Let's start full 30,000 feet. What do you think their record's going to be? And then we'll get to the why.
I think they'll be a little improved from last year. I'm going to say 81 wins. Right at the Tomlin line.
Jeff, who has the most pressure this year, Charrington or Shelton?
Ooh. Depending on injuries, I'm going to say it's Charrington because, you know, they could have done more for the rotation, maybe a little better upgrade at first base. And, you know, we're starting to see some of those prospects start to trickle in. So how they perform, I mean, obviously that could change if there's some horrible management, you know, on the field manager decisions. But I think it's on Charrington.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Armstrong Comfort with Matt Mertz Plumbing. We're joined by Jeff Hathorn right now, our sports director. My hope, Jeff, that Bailey Falter is just in the rotation for 2 weeks and he's a placeholder for Paul Skeens, but that might be just me hoping, just to hope. Do you think that there's any chance that Paul Skeens is a Pittsburgh Pirate in May?
I think there's a chance in May. 2 weeks, I think, is really optimistic. But I think by May, especially, you know, as you get later in the month, I mean, obviously it's going to depend on how he pitches. Is there an injury with the Pirates? Where do they feel like if they're indeed doing this for arbitration and Super 2, like where do they feel that number is going to fall? Because if you've already committed to doing it, especially if you're already a couple of weeks into the season, like you can't screw that up. Like you can't look back and say, damn, if we would have waited 5 more days, we could have had a whole other year of him. I mean, if you're going to commit to that, you've got to be comfortable in the number. I think it will be before June. Before that, I think it's all up to when they think that number's going to hit, which we don't know going into the season.
Right.
Jeff, can you give us maybe a reason why the Pirates went with Falter over Ortiz for the starting rotation?
So they love his arm. He's had this issue of the first inning, that the first inning has been a block for him. And they feel like if they could figure that out, whether it's his preparation, mindset, whatever, he throws some quality innings for them. They think that when they traded Castro to Philly to get him, that they got someone that could be a part of their plan going forward. I think rotation is two reasons. One, if they would have sent him down, they would have put him through waivers. They don't think he would have cleared. And two, because of some of the other arms and the fact that they wanted Contreras in the pen, that they thought rotation was best for him. Although it's a little confusing because you have Ortiz on the roster, and Ortiz projects not to be a closer at this point, but to be a starter.
Even the guys that we kind of look at as the known commodities, Jeff, there are questions about. Like Mitch Keller, do you think he's going to be more the guy we saw in the second half of 2 years ago in the first half last year, or do you think he'll be closer to the guy that we saw in the second half last year?
I think there's always, well, from what we've seen from his career, there's going to be inconsistencies. I think he will be overall a good pitcher, but he will have some moments. It's just been part of his DNA so far where he's going to have stretches where he doesn't pitch well. So I think that's part of Keller. And I think overall he'll be pretty good. The one I'm anxious to see is Jared Jones.
Yeah.
His stuff was awesome, not just in spring, but last year in the minors. He touches near 100. If he has that control, then this was the arm everybody was excited about before they drafted Skeens.
Jeff, last question for you. Over under 25.5 home runs for O'Neill Cruz. What you got?
I'll go slightly over, but I think Swinski's going to lead them in homers.
Wow.
With how many?
I think he's going to be over 30. I think he projects to be that guy. I like what I saw at the end of the year. He seems to be in a good headspace, and what they're talking about with his recognition of pitches. I mean, he's got a pure power swing. I think Swinski's going to be their home run leader this year.
Jeff, we appreciate your time as always, man. Thank you very much.
Enjoy the games. See you, boys.
You Thanks, too, Jeff. Buddy. That's our sports director, Jeff Hathorn.
And what's Swinski's over-under again? 24?
24.5, yeah. Over-half. And he hit 26 last year.
Okay.
You know, we talk a lot about the guys like Roansy Contreras and Quinn Priester and players that we look at and say they haven't done a good job developing. You know, Jack Sawinski's not a guy that they ever really thought would be this kind of player.
No.
And I do think they deserve a little bit of credit there in him being a very good major leaguer. And if he were to hit over 30 home runs, that's all-star caliber stuff from Jack Sawinski. All right, coming up next, we're doing this at the 48 or 50-minute mark of every hour. Some Pirates over-under projections. We'll do that when we come back. All these quarterback experts nationally from on high are saying that Justin Fields the better option to start a quarterback for the Steelers this year than Russell Wilson. We're going to talk to our quarterback expert, Pat Bostic, in about 12 minutes here on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing, heating, and air conditioning provider for over 50 years. The 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. That music today at the 48-50-minute mark of every hour means it's time for some bucko over-under bets. Some predictions from us, Doran. First, before we get into the pitchers, over-under 115 games caught by Henry Davis.
Under. I think they're going to infuse Grandal whenever he gets healthy and not put the workload too much on Henry Davis.
I think that necessity, Doran, is the mother of invention. They were going to screw this up. They were going to have Grandal catch more games this year than Henry Davis. There was talk early on that Henry Davis was going to start the year in AAA. They lucked into the better player playing for them every day here.
I think it was a little bit of reverse psychology. I really do. I think they were trying to push Henry Davis to focus on some of the details that he needed to focus on. I think that they actually pushed him mentally to get to this level, but the whole time they were hoping he would get here.
Well, maybe he would have been on the roster. In fact, he probably would have been on the roster. I still think if Grandal were healthy, they'd be giving this guy the lion's share of the catching opportunities, which is ridiculous. But I think Henry Davis is going to be good enough with Grandal banged up. He's going to prove he belongs every day as a catcher. I'm going over 115. Callis, you?
I'm going to say under. I still don't think
it's a big number.
It is a big number, especially for catchers. So I'll say for the repetitions he'll get, not enough.
He's going to prove that you can't take him out of the lineup, and he's going to be a good enough catcher that they won't. That's my prediction on that guy. All right, now on over to the starters. Gerrit Cole had a 3.22 ERA in his first season in the big leagues. Will Paul Skeens, when he makes his debut, have a higher or lower ERA than 3.50 this year?
Lower. Just a hunch.
The prince who's promised?
Yes.
I'm going to go lower as well. In fact, I think he's going to go right around good old Gerrit Cole. I bet you his ERA this year is 3.2. Callis?
I'm going to say over, but it'll be under 4.
If he's between 3.50 and 4, is that a good enough season from Paul Skeens?
Oh, yeah. Especially in today's...
I want him to be, even if he doesn't come up until June, I want him to be in the Rookie of the Year conversation. And if that's the case, I think he's going to need to be under that 350 mark. All right, over under 122 innings for Paul Skeens. That was the number of innings that Gerrit Cole pitched his rookie year.
Under.
Callis?
Under.
My fear is that they're going to wait until June and that they're going to soft play him in AAA. Like, they're going to want him to pitch every fifth day. I think they might stretch it out to every sixth day. I think they'll find ways to not rack him up innings-wise down there. But I still think he probably will come in at under that 122 mark. They're going to be really careful with him. Mitch Keller, ERA, higher or lower than 4?
Slightly higher.
Oh! Last year, I think he was 4.22. I got to double-check that.
Around the same.
Callis?
I'm going to say under. He's going to have a complete year this year.
I think so, too. I don't think he's going to be as dominant as he was in the first half. I think the answer probably lies somewhere in between. But I think he's probably a 3.75 ERA guy, and he's going to have north of 200 strikeouts again. You ready for another pitcher?
Mm-hmm.
Prop bet. Domingo Herman. Pronunciation, not my friend today. Domingo Herman. I'm like Boston guy. Domingo Herman. Over, under 5 major league starts.
Over.
Nicholas?
5 major league starts?
Yeah.
Over.
I'm starting to feel like he's not going to be a Pirate at all. Like, there was the report in the New Jersey newspaper where, you know, Domingo Herman allegedly has a drinking problem, right? And then Domingo Herman said, yeah, but I still have drinks from time to time. He doesn't view himself as having a drinking problem. I think he's not turned his life around. Now, I say that from afar, but that's just my projection. I don't think he'll make a single start for the Pirates this year.
Man.
And it's a shame because you got to take personal accountability. All right, more Pirates predictions later on in the show at the 48-minute mark of the next hour, and then a lot more Pirate stuff in the 9 o'clock hour. But coming up next, our quarterback expert, Pat Bostic, he's going to check in live from Bradenton. Oddly, right? Like, he goes down to Bradenton after spring training is over.
Very odd.
That's a goofy thing to do.
Yeah.
Does he not want to deal with the crowds? Or, like, what is the thought process there? Is it cheaper after spring training?
He's always working, so he probably has a deal worked up that this was the time to get out and get down to Bradenton, and the Pirates just happened to not be there.
Yeah, we're going to have to ask him about that coming up next. Plus, who gives the Steelers a better chance to win, Justin Fields or Russell Wilson? That's next, but first, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet McMurray. Save some green in March at SunChevy or SunChevy.com today. High of 52.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.